This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And today, another legislative check-in. State Senator David Brocksmith joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Well, it's been a busy week for everybody, it seems like, and I know up in Salem a lot going on. I wanted to start out with something that you were involved with earlier in the week, House Concurrent Resolution 12, talking about the late Frank Moore. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's as everyone in Roseburg and the surrounding area of Douglas County knows, Frank Moore's benefits to fishing and the Steamboat Inn and so forth. And so Representative Helm and I came together to memorialize his work in the legislature as we can under the House Concurrent Resolution that we did. Just a fantastic man, his wife Jean, and the contributions to the conservation resources of the North Umpqua were fantastic.
And these memorializing documents, I don't know how common they are, but it's interesting just looking through it, really went into great detail, literally several pages, about the things that Frank Moore was involved in.
Yes, it was. He's been involved in a lot. He was throughout his life and his accomplishments and his service to the military and the citizens of course, the United States and that service, as well as the Moore's Cafe and so forth. So very proud to be part of that concurrent resolution that will memorialize him in the state for years to come.
Well, a good honor there. I know much has been going on. Let's address the governor's proposal, kind of the package regarding homelessness and a number of proposals as part of that. The governor testifying over in the House, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday. That's the other chamber, but I'm sure you've had a chance to take a look at that.
Well, yeah, we're following that. Of course, it is in the House. It still has to come. It's not going the ways, and there's multiple packages. So the housing package was stripped out. It had the budget separate, and so the housing package itself will be coming over to the committee and the Senate to be discussed. And I'll get more information on that then. Our representative, Court Voice, that takes in portions of Douglas County, of course, is on that housing committee and gave the courtesy yes out of committee. We were able to get $5 million, my understanding, into that package for, rural farm areas, as well as $27 million outside of the urban areas. Because that was the big push was Governor Kotek and consistently keeping to just the urban areas, and there's needs outside of that area. So I'm looking forward to diving into it more with my colleagues that are on the Senate Housing Committee and having those discussions when it comes over our way.
And I imagine that there's going to be a lot of discussion. I mean, this is not only is it a lot of money and a lot of different aspects to it, but there's certainly diversity of views across the political spectrum about the best way to address the issues of homelessness.
No, I agree with you. There are. I will tell you, excuse me, that I dropped I'm working on a what we call a priority bill. Because after the deadline, you only have five pieces of legislation that you can introduce. And really, it's the issues that are occurring on the Umpqua with homelessness. But across the state, you have houseless individuals that like to set up their camps next to our waterways, especially. A lot of those are municipal drinking waterways. And so if DEQ was involved, as they are whenever any other environmental disaster occurs, or if there's an accidental spill in the waterways, DEQ would be there to cease and desist and fine any business and or person for doing so. But yet they are not doing the same for the environmental disasters that are homeless camps next to those municipal water sources and water sources in general. So the legislation that I'm still in the process of drafting, because we have, human feces, batteries, garbage, trash, all kinds of environmental disasters that occur with these homeless camps next to our waterways. The bill looks to have DEQ go in and basically enforce the Clean Water Act on waters of the state when it comes to these homeless encampments next to those waters of the state. I think it's not just unfair, but ridiculous that houseless individuals get a pass when it comes to the environmental disasters they cause next to our waterways, when others are held accountable.
Well, a couple of weeks ago when the governor was down here, I got a chance to talk to her briefly, and she had mentioned while she was touring the Douglas County area, finding out that a lot of the homeless in this area were, in fact, along the South Umpqua River and in some locations, other tributaries as well, and had some concerns about that. Are you seeing a lot of interest in what you're talking about from different vantage points?
Oh, yes, indeed. Really, the conversation is because I vetted the concept prior to using the priority bill to draft it, and no one has ever really looked at tackling the problem this way. And so there's lots of support for the concept, and so I'm hopeful that once we get it drafted and presented, then of course we'll get a hearing and move things forward.
A couple of minutes left. Other things going on this week you want to let folks know about?
Yeah, over in the House, Senate Natural Resources Committee, there's issues with the Democrats going after our confined animal feed operations, or CAFOs. It's frustrating, and I gave a remonstrance on the floor this last week about how, we're all working together after the governor. The governor was interviewed this week, and she talked about wanting a, quote, reset with her rural constituents so that they have their voice heard, which is what we do as a conduit for them. And I reminded my Senate colleagues that our rural voices matter. So when you have urbanized or urban Democrat legislators that are drafting legislation that impacts rural Oregonians, when they don't live and work in those areas, it's critically important that they listen to the rural representatives. And so to that end, there's a Senate Bill 530 that I've created a coalition to address that Senator Dimbro is going after the natural and working lands, and basically wants to set a carbon baseline for those natural and working lands, which will be and could be hugely problematic in the future. There's Senate Bill 85 that Senator Dimbro, again from Portland, is trying to deal with these CAFOs and putting additional restrictions on them, when, in fact, frankly, they are 97% compliant and don't have discharges, which is ironic because, again, no one's addressing those environmental disasters that are occurring with our houseless that are across those waterways. There's a number of bills that, of course, working with Representative Osborne on that we've had hearings that deal with natural resources. I'm looking to have more hearings this coming week on legislation that will look at some hominid species and helping them and I'm waiting for my large amendment to come back with regards to our sediment needs and our SAMIC credit program, which I'm excited about, that will monetize farmland and help build off-channel habitat for salmonids.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check in again next Friday. We've got a lot going on in Salem. State Senator David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
8:42 at the Morning Report.